God is everywhere. Excellent. That's right. God is everywhere. So here's the question for today. I want you to think about it. Can you see God?
No.
Can you see God?
No.
No, you can't see God, but you know what? He always sees us. Can't see God, because you remember what we said? God is spirit, so he doesn't have a body like us. So we can't see God, but he always sees us. Wow. That's right, he sees you as well. Okay. Now, anyone ever played Where is Wally? Anyone? Do you know the game? Yeah, you know the game? And you have to find... Well, let me see if I can get him up. Here he is. You have to find Wally in amongst all these people. Oh, well done. But it's a little bit tricky, isn't it? It's a little bit hard to find Wally because there are so many people. So I thought we'd have our own little game this morning. So we're going to do something that we don't normally do. And that is, we are going to try and find Wally. Now, I put Wally out here somewhere, okay? He's just going to show one of his socks. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stand up. You may have to stand on the bench, but be very careful. Parents, don't worry. Health and safety risks and all of that. Now, can anyone see Wally? Anyone see him? He's very hard. He's very small. Can you see him? Where is he?
I'm on that bench over there.
You're right. He is just a little bit. Well done. It took a little bit of a while, didn't it? Can everyone? Maybe we can put him really high now so we can all see him. There he is. There's Wally. Whoa. There's Wally at the back. Okay, let's sit down. Brilliant. So we found Wally.
Daddy, how did you get that? I was so good.
That's a good question. As you know, son, I'm magic. Right. Where is Wally? Well, we found him, didn't we? He's up there. It was a little bit tricky, wasn't it? Why was it hard to find him?
Because it was only a sock.
It was just a sock, wasn't it? Just a very small part amongst a vast crowd of people. It's very hard, isn't it? And do you remember the question? Can you see God? No. I cannot see God, but he always sees me. And you know what? That's quite amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, we're quite small, some of you down here, and yet God always sees you. Even amongst all these people, God always sees you. And you know what? That's right. Do you know what? And he sees us even when you're at school, amongst all those other children. He sees you when you're at playgroup, amongst all those other children. He sees you even if there's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of people everywhere. God always
sees you.
He always sees you. That's right. He sees you all at once. That's right. He can see you and you and you and you and you. He always sees us. Isn't that good? Can you think, remember the question? Can you see God? No, I cannot see God. Let's put it up again. I cannot see God, but he always sees us. Should we say it all together? I'll read the question and then you say the answer, okay? Can you see God?
No.
No, I cannot see God, but he always sees us. Excellent. We're going to sing another song all about that, okay? And we sang it last week. But it speaks the same truth. If I go climbing, God is there. Doesn't matter where we are, God always sees us. Even at the top of the mountain or in the deepest sea or in the wildest desert, God sees us. So let's stand and sing, If I Go Climbing. And then the little ones will go out after this, okay? Right, do be seated. So we've already thought of one question this morning. Now, can you see God? No, I cannot see God, but he always sees us. And now I want us to think of a second question this morning, another question. Does God know all things? What do you reckon? Does God know all things? Yeah, there's a good chance. Yes, nothing can be hidden from God. I'll ask the question, you shout it back to me, we'll just get into it so we know how to shout it out all the way through. Okay, does God know all things? Yes. Nothing can be hidden from God. And I want us to think a little bit about all that God knows. So I'm going to put up a verse and let's see what it tells us. What does it tell us about what God knows here? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. What do you think that, what's it referring to there, do you think? What does he know there?
Nothing.
all about? Anyone know? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. What do we think? Is it a little bit tricky? Too easy? Too easy. Yeah, too easy. So what's the answer? It's creation, isn't it? He knows all things that exist. He knows everything. So let's think a little bit about that. See, he knows all about creation, and he knows all things in it. God knows all about creation. He knows all things in it. So he knows all about the world. He knows all about sunsets and rivers and streams and hills. He knows about fish at the bottom of the sea. He knows every single fish. He knows every single fish's colour. He knows all about the coral reefs there. He knows every design and pattern on those coral reefs. Anyone know what that is?
Squid.
Not a squid, no. Anyone know?
Jellyfish.
Not a jellyfish. It's called a blobfish. And blobfish don't do very much. They just sit there, swim, and just wait for food to fall to them. Sometimes I feel a little bit like the blobfish. But God knows about the blobfish that lives right at the bottom of the darkest seas. He knows all about Buzz Lightyear and Woody and Jessie. He knows all about those films. He knows everything. He knows all about big TVs, TVs that show like cinema films, huge TVs like this one. God knows all about these things. He knows all about the stars and the sky and the northern light. He knows all about cars. Anyone know what that is? It's a car. Yeah, very good. Very good, Colin. See, your knowledge is as good as mine. It's an Aston Martin concept car, I'm told. Something in production soon. He knows all about that. He knows about the snow on trees in the middle of the mountains. He knows about flowers and just their delicate little petals and the beautiful colours within them. He knows about bikes. He knows about ravens. He knows about lightning. He knows about the Bratz dolls. Anyone have a Bratz doll? Sarah?
No.
He knows about deserts. He knows about every single grain of sand in the desert. He knows about iPhones and all sorts of mobile phones. He knows how they work. He knows how they work. And some of us here don't know how they work, but he knows. Anyone know what that is? It's not an electric eel. Anyone know? Sorry? A pike. Not a pipe fish. It's the longest fish in the ocean. It is an oarfish. And you're amazed at how I know about oarfish and blobfish. It's called the octonauts. Children's BBC. It's the longest fish in the ocean. And God knows all about it. He knows every detail about it. All the scales on it. All about where it lives and what it feeds. God knows all about computers. He knows how they work. He knows all about big black cats like the puma. Wow, indeed. He knows all about books. He knows every single book in the whole world. And he knows all about these funny little creatures. What do you think they are? Sea? No, nearly. Not urchins or starfish. Nearly. They're snot cucumbers. It's amazing what you learn on CBeebies. God knows all about these things as well. So does God know all things?
Yes.
Yes, nothing can be hidden from God. How good is that? And if God knows all things, then the Bible says he's surely worthy of our praise. Do you know what the Bible says? It says, you are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. That says because God created everything, because he knows all things that exist, he is worthy to be praised because he knows. Well, if he knows all things about creation, I want us to think about another area now. Now, this is a little bit more of a trickier verse, so we may need a bit of adult help. But let me read it to you. It says, remember the things I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell the future before it even happens. Everything I plan will come to pass, for I do whatever I wish. Now, what do you think God knows from that? Adults want to help out? Sorry? He knows the past and he knows the future. He knows what happens today. God knows all things that happen. He knows all things that happen. So I want us to think about this. Here we go. Here's some dates. Does anyone know what happened on the 27th of October, 1879?
Tay Bridge, wasn't it? Tay Bridge.
Could have been.
It
might have been.
Went into the sea.
You may be right. You may be right, but that wasn't what I, that on that particular day. Anything else? Thomas Edison's first successful light bulb test. Did you know that? History lesson at church as well. How good is that, eh? But you know what? God knew that happened. God knew what happened on that day. And you know what? He knew what happened on this day, 24th of December, 1906. Anyone know what happened? I wasn't born that day, no. No, anyone adult guess? Queen Victoria is Christmas Eve. Yeah, very good. Actually, Reginald Fessenden transmits the first radio broadcast. Do you know what? God knew that happened. 28th of July, 1914. That's an easy one. First World War started. That's right. Started the First World War. 25th of November, 1930. Anyone know?
The world's
first recession. First cured patient with penicillin. 1st of September, 1939. Easy one. Second World War. Yeah. 30th of July, 1966. England win the World Cup. We have to keep going back to that one, don't we? But the good thing is God knew that would happen, and God knows when we'll win it again. If we win it again. But God knows when or not. Summer 1991. Anyone know? I'll tell you. I smashed the window of my parents' house with a wonderful little chip shot with my golf club. It was a great shot. It shot straight into my parents' window. Do you think I was in trouble?
Yes. Yeah.
But you know what also happened? That I passed all my GCSEs successfully. Yeah. Anyone know this date? 26th of Feb, 2002. Anyone? Anyone know what happened on that day? Anyone? Any little child? Anyone? Eleanor, do you know anything that happened that day? What happened? You were born! Oh, right, Eleanor Gray was born. There you go, yeah. Well, what about the 8th of September, 2003? Anyone know that happened on that day? Anything special on that day, anyone? Oh, what? It was your birthday. You were born as well. That's right. Emily and Leanna Kearney were born, yeah. Anyone know what happened on the 21st of June, 2006? What happened, Tom? What happened? You were born as well. Brilliant. Anyone knows what's going to happen on the 27th of July, 2012? The Olympics, excellent, yeah. Anyone know what's going to happen on the 6th of November 2012?
No.
It's the election of the president for the president of the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? See, God knows all things that happened. He knows all things in the past. He knows all things in the present. He knows all things that will happen in the future. He knows what will happen on your summer holidays. He knows who's going to win the Summer Olympics next year. He knows who's going to be the next president of the United States of America, and we don't. And he also knows all the things that happened in the past, including each and every day of your birthday. Is that good? Does God know all things?
Yes.
Yes, nothing can be hidden. You've got to shout it out. Yeah, work with me. Does God know all things?
Yes.
Nothing
can be hidden from God.
Excellent. And that is amazing news, isn't it? See, if God knows all the past, and he knows all things of the present, and he knows what happens in the future, do you remember what that verse said? It said, I am God, and there is no other. See, the Bible says he is the true God. There is none like him. Others claim to be God. But you know what sets apart? Only the true God knows the past, knows the present, and knows all that will happen in the future. The Bible says only the true God knows those things. So the God of the Hindus doesn't know those things. God of Muslims doesn't know those things. The gods of the world don't know those things. Only the true God knows these things. God knows all things that happen because he is the only true God. Wow. So God knows all things that exist in creation. God knows all things that happen in the past and in the present and the future. And there's one more area that God knows. We look at this verse. It's a bit longer. Let me read it. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. What do you think God knows here? Who does God know? God knows all about you. Yeah? That's what it seems to say, isn't it? You know, when I sit down, he knows when we stand up, he knows our thoughts. God knows all about us. Now, I wonder whether Sarah and Hannah could come up. We're going to see how well Hannah knows herself. I'm going to see how well Hannah's mum knows her, okay? So we've got some tricky questions. Now, first question, Sarah. Do you know how many hairs are on Hannah's head?
I think that's a really difficult question. No, I think she's got so many I couldn't count.
So you're her mother?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
You don't know, okay. A bit worrying. Hannah, do you know how many hairs are on your head?
No, but I've definitely got more than my dad.
Good observation. Yeah, excellent. So, but you don't know how many more, just more than dad. Do you think we could count your dad's hairs?
No.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Now, here's the next question. Sarah, do you know whether Hannah has blue eyes, green eyes, or brown eyes? Without looking.
Yeah, without looking, she's got bluey green.
Hannah, do you know what colour eyes you've got?
Blue.
Blue. Excellent. So you both know that. You know that. Good, good. Now, here's a question, Sarah. Do you know whether Hannah's big toe is her longest toe, or is her next toe next to it her longest toe? Like mine.
Right. I think her second toe is longer than her big toe.
Yes. Her second toe is longer than her big toe.
Yes.
That's unusual. Hannah, is your second toe longer than your big toe?
My second toe is longer than my big toe.
Wow. My second toe is longer than my big toe. It's yours, Sarah.
Yeah.
We can be friends. I've never met anyone else who has that same thing. That's great. Okay, so you know that. You don't know how many hairs, but you do know about colour eyes. You do know about her toes. Do you know, big question here, whether Hannah will get married or not?
I don't know that. It would be nice if she did, but I don't know that.
Okay. No. Hannah, do you know whether you're going to get married or not?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. So you don't know those things. Okay, okay, well, okay. What about, do you know whether Hannah's going to have children or grandchildren?
No, I can't say that.
Hannah, do you know whether you're going to have children or grandchildren? No. You don't know yourselves very well, do you? Don't, Mum, Hannah, you don't know... Seem to know a little bit, but not much. Okay, so do you know how Hannah feels? Do you know when she's happy, when she's sad, when she's lonely? All the time or some of the time?
I think I can tell when she's happy and sad some of the time.
But not all of the time?
Yeah, definitely not all the time. I'm not with her, so I don't know. And I don't know exactly.
And you are her mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm her mum, but I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Hannah, do you know whether you feel happy or sad or lonely some of the time or all of the time?
All of the time.
You know all of the time. So you know yourself a little bit more than your mum knows on that one. Okay. What about this one? Do you know what Hannah's thinking, doing, saying all of the time or some of the time?
Again, not with her all the time, so I don't know. Some of the time.
Some of the time.
Yeah.
Hannah, do you know what you're thinking, doing, saying all of the time or some of the time? Fair point. Yeah, apart from when you're asleep. So let me get this right. So you are Hannah's mum.
Yeah.
You don't know everything about her. You know a lot more about yourself than your mum does. That's good. But you don't know everything about yourself. Do we know someone who does know everything about Hannah, do we think? Who? God. Yeah, thanks, guys. God knows everything, doesn't he, about us. He knows everything. So he knows when you were being formed in your mother's womb. He knew when you took your first step. He remembered your first day at school, whether you were sad because you were leaving your mum and dad or happy because you were leaving your mum and dad. He knows how you love to ride your bike. He knows that you don't like maths. He knows you like to sleep with the light on because you're scared at night, well, the dark. He knows that your favourite TV programme is Tracy Beaker. He knows your dreams, your hopes and your fears. He knows your mummy and daddy, and he knows what makes your dad angry at work and what makes your dad happy at work. And he knows that your mum likes red flowers, not yellow flowers. God knows everything about us. And if God knows us the best, then the best thing we can do is listen to him, isn't it? Because he will always know what is best for us. So we listen to our mums and dads because they love us and know us and they know best, but they don't know everything, but we still listen to them. We listen to our teachers because we know that they know best, but they don't know everything. So the best person to listen to has got to be God, who knows everything about us. And so if God says, do something, should we do it? Yes. So if he says, honour your mother and father, that is, listen and obey them, should we do it or not? We should do it, shouldn't we? Because the one who knows us best is saying that the best thing we can do is listen to our mums and dads. And you know what? He says, love your neighbour. He says, love the person at school who is a little bit annoying, who has a runny nose, and who smells like your grandma. And he says, love that person. Be their friend. It must be the best thing to do because God says it's the best thing to do. And you know what else? When things don't go our way, we get ill or our best friend moves away. You see, we know that the one who is in control of all things, he knows all things that happen. He knows all of creation. And so he knows us best and he knows what is best for us. And so even if we don't understand why we're getting ill or why our best friend moved away, we know that he knows the best thing for us because the one who knows us best is in control and knows what happens to us. So does God know all things? A little bit quiet. We'll just try that again, okay? Here we go. Does God know all things?
Yes, nothing can be hidden from God.
Indeed. And you know what? Here's something amazing. He's known it. He's always known all things. Do you know what? There's never been a time when God does not know all things. He's never had to learn anything. He's never had to go to school. So if you had to ask him a question, if you asked him to think, now, what was the answer? He just knows. He never has to think or ponder. So if you asked him a question about your body, if you said, God, how does my heart work? Do you know what? He wouldn't have to learn how it worked like a doctor had to learn it. He just knows. He could just tell you straight away. And if you asked him how many stars are there in the sky or how many grains of sand there are on a beach, do you know, he wouldn't have to count them up. He wouldn't have to look at his computer. He wouldn't have to guess. He'd just be able to tell you. He'd be able to say there's 2,536,000 stars just in that corner of the sky. And there's 3,598,000 over in that corner. He'd just be able to tell you because he's always known. He never has to ponder. He never has to think about the answer. He knows. So if you were to ask him, God, how do the planets spin around? Or how many planets are there? He doesn't need to guess. He doesn't need to look it up in books. He doesn't need to look through telescopes. He just knows. And he has always known. And there will never be a time when he does not know. Does God know all things? Oh, gone too far. Oh, right at the beginning. Here we go. Does God know all things?
Yes, nothing can be hidden from God.
And you know what? If that is true, and we've seen that it is, that he knows all things that exist in creation, he knows all things that have ever happened in the past and in the present, and he knows what will happen in the future, and he knows all about us, then he must also know all the good things we do and all the bad things we do. And he must know all of those things. Because he knows all that we have done. And you know what? He knows none of us are perfect. He knows none of us are good all the time because all of us have disobeyed him. And because of that, none of us can be friends with God without Jesus. See, because all of us have done things that have not pleased him, and God has seen it. So none of us can ever say, no, I haven't done anything wrong, because God has always seen everything we do. So we all face God's punishment for disobeying him, which is why we need Jesus. Because Jesus died on the cross to take the punishment we deserve for disobeying God, so that we can be friends with God. And for those who are friends with Jesus, he takes the punishment we deserved so that we don't have to. See, God knows all things that happen. He sees all the good things and the bad things. So does God know all things? Yes. Nothing can be hidden from
God.
Which is why we're very thankful for Jesus. Because otherwise none of us could be friends with God, because he has seen everything that we have done. He knows all things. Nothing can be hidden from him. We're going to sing one more song, and it talks about how great God is, and it's called From the Highest of Heights. And we're going to sing about all that God knows and all that he does and all that happens because of him.